AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. Travel wasn't easy on Sunday for many Southwest Airlines passengers. Hundreds of the airline's flights delayed by technical issues. There were long lines because Southwest was having to check in some customers manually at airports. The problems began Sunday morning and continued into the evening. Representatives for Southwest did not say what caused the problem or how long it would take to resolve. Average price of gasoline in the U.S. has dropped only slightly over the past 2 weeks, according to industry analyst Troby Lundberg.
They shed just half a penny in the past 2 weeks, and the average is $2.34. This after we had a price crash of 52 cents per gallon over 17 weeks.
That's good news at the pump, but bad news for older Americans. It means no increase in their Social Security checks next year. By law, the annual cost of living adjustment, or COLA, is based on a government measure of inflation, which is being dragged down by lower gasoline prices. President Obama is downplaying the threat to national security by Hillary Rodham Clinton's use of a private email server to conduct government business when she served as Secretary of State. He tells CBS's 60 Minutes it was a mistake, but he also says the criticism of Clinton has been ginned up because of politics. The Cleveland Police Union and the local prosecutor remain at odds, even after experts' reports found that a white officer was justified in fatally shooting a 12-year-old black boy last year. Union President Steve Loomis claims prosecutor Tim McGinty has it out for police officers.
The false narratives that are, flown across this country with regard to police officers and the work that we do. He's buying into that.
McGinty says the Patrolmen's Association has not cooperated with the probe into Tamir Rice's death. This is AP Radio News. More hardline Republicans are indicating they may support a Paul Ryan bid for House Speaker if the congressman wants the job.
Republicans like South Carolina's Mick Mulvaney want to see new rules in the House and would consider Ryan as Speaker.
We're looking for more of a process and principles than we are a person, but Paul certainly has a lot of respect across the Republicans in the House, and I think he could be a good Speaker.
On CBS's Face the Nation, Mulvaney says Florida's Dan Webster is also in contention.
If he were the Speaker, the House would be run differently. That members would have a chance to participate in the process. We don't have that now.
Conservatives like Mulvaney would like to see a shift of some powers from the Speaker to committee chairman. Ed Donahue, Washington.
More cities are recognizing Native Americans on Columbus Day this year, celebrating the history and contributions of indigenous cultures around the country. As the U.S. observes Columbus Day on Monday, it will also be Indigenous Peoples Day in at least 9 cities for the first time this year. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.